Yankees network, I don't know that, other than a website, wouldn't. I mean, I'm just sitting there. If I was to run a 135 operation, and that's all I was going to do, I'm just going to run. I don't think I'd sit at a desk in an office on the airport waiting for my two customers a month or two customers a week, whatever they are.
I think if you leave it like it is there, it says they got to have a separate building or structure.
Send us that.
Then you can discuss it.
Let's digest it for a week, Mike. I like that. I'd like to ruminate on that a little bit too.
The way I read this definition, it doesn't only apply to people who are based here. So when you tell them that they do have to have space, then that prohibits the guy from flying in and picking people up.
You can't prohibit somebody from flying in and picking passengers.
The whole document applies to businesses that are operating at the airport.
There's a Part 135 operator in Cambridge, and somebody in Georgetown calls him. That Part 135 operator is going to fly over here, pick up his passenger, take him
and
jump up to
this
and come
section,
back.
And this minimum standard, okay,
wouldn't apply.
Cannot apply to them.
And that's what I'm saying, Mike.
We can only prevent that if we were a private airport and not taking federal funds.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is if we can't stop the guy who's going to base it in Salisbury because they don't have anything, and he can get on the internet. I got Mike Izzo and family wants to fly to Kissimmee, pick him up at Georgetown at 5 p.m. He flies over here, picks you up, and off you go. Versus somebody who has to put all this investment in to take the Izzo family to Disney World.
They won't be able to compete.
You're going to affect actually be turning away business, which I don't know if that's what we want to do. That's my
own. We don't have a charter business here now, so the minimum standards should be very minimal to attract that business.
You look at the yellow pages right now, NetJets has got an ad in there if they take charter work out of here. I think I saw
that. Let me tell you about one air charter operator that I chartered in Australia. His entire operation was two Tuba 6s nailed on the top of a 55-gallon rusted oil drum under a tent. And that was his operation.
kind of
added
some flavor to it, right?
Easton has a very simple minimum standards for their air carrier operations.
What does Easton say?
Lease from the county or provide under terms agreeable to the county for its exclusive use a minimum 200 square foot for office space, which is what, 10 by 20? Passenger lounge with a public telephone and access to restrooms, hangar space, and a minimum of two tie-down spaces. If cargo is carried, lessee will lease an additional 200 square feet if cargo storage is required. I mean, these are very minimal. FBO or CESL shall provide either owned or underwritten lease one aircraft for the type, class, size, the number of aircraft intended to be used by the FBO or say so, which must be the requirements of the air carrier certificate held by the FBO. FBO shall have in its employ and on duty during the appropriate business hours, it doesn't specify which hours, trained personnel in such numbers as are required to meet the minimum standards set forth in this category. Now that's a reference to another category I don't see here.
Who is that in?
This is Easton.
Easton, okay.
But never less than one person who is an FAA certified commercial pilot and otherwise appropriately rated to permit the flight activity offered by the FBO. And paragraph 4 is provide or make adequate arrangements for auto parking for its employees and customers.
Is that for Part 135? Or is that for just leasing aircraft? Or renting aircraft?
Air carrier and commercial operators is how they state it.
A carrier and commercial operator.
Says under CFR 14, Part 119 and 135.
Okay. With that, as the chairman, I'm going to exercise some authority. Jim, would you please email that to us, and we'll have to discuss it.
Rick, can you send us that verbiage also from the Easton document?
I just have a hard time believing that this smart group of people can't have an opinion about this without looking at what somebody else did.
I can tell you that this smart person doesn't want to jump into something that is and come up with a decision on off the cuff. This smart person doesn't want to. So, I mean, it's yes, can we do it? Yes, we could. Is it the best judgment to do so?
To me, we're slow rolling this thing. That's the way I feel. I mean, you've got all the information you need. You understand the airport.